Hamilton.
He can block, tackle, score the touchdown, snap the ball, hold the snap, get the extra point. Hell, the boy will fill up the Gatorade cooler, walk the dog, and paint your backcourt. That boy can flat out play football.
Are you talking about Buck Pierce?
I'm talking about Buck Pierce, and I don't need him to fill up the Gatorade cooler. I need it to be poured on him and the head coach, Paul Appelese, at the end of this season. That's all I'm asking, Buck.
Hey, you know what? That's not too much to ask.
Attaboy!
Are passionate out here, and, you know, I'm a passionate person myself, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think we have some real good pieces of the puzzle that are coming together right now.
You know what, Buck? I'm going to give you full kudos and full marks because I read one of the greatest sports quotes I've ever read in my life when you said you want to be in Winnipeg because you're as passionate as the fans here, and you are one of the only opposing players ever that respected the fact that when they got on you, they love their football. I love that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, and that's how I am. You know, I'm a passionate player, and I always did enjoy coming here. You know, I always enjoyed playing here. You know, I thought, you know, wow, you know, this is what the CFL is about. You know, it's about these rivalries. It's about coming out here and playing and you know, getting heckled and you know, playing close ball games. And man, you know, it's a great feeling to have such a warm welcoming here.
You know what else is great about you, Buck Pierce? I'm going to tell you this right now because I'm a big fan. The fact that you let your agent do the work, but it was still you, the player, that did the talking, and that was nice to see too, sir.
Well, you know, thank you. I think sometimes, you know, in situations like this, you know, you don't want to get involved. You know, you don't want to get involved, but sometimes it's very important to hear from the guy. You know, it's important to hear, you know, my side of things. So his job is to, you know, do his job, you know, take care of his client, you know, make this deal work. But, you know, my job is to go out there and perform, prepare, and, you know, be the guy that they need to be out there on the field. But I, you know, I wanted this situation to work from day one, and, you know, I wasn't going to let it just, you know, go away. So I made sure that we got this thing done.
It was not, you're absolutely right. As Joe points out, you more or less stepped in there because clearly, Buck Pierce, you're a guy who has some heart, you have some soul, unlike most agents who don't have either, actually.
Well, you know, they have a tough job. They have a tough job, you know. Mr. Mack's been dealing with guys like that, you know, for 30-some-odd years. And, you know, I would tons of respect for him, and you know, I just thought it was important that I step up there and put myself out there and say, hey, you know, I want to be here. You know, I want to be here. Let's get this done. Let's move forward, and let's start building on something for 2010.
Buck Pierce is joining us, and Buck, maybe we could discuss that for a second. What made you decide on Winnipeg? Because, I mean, there were other options, but it seemed near and dear to your heart to play here in the Prairies.
You know, when you look at the whole situation, I think as a quarterback, that is at his point in my career, you know, this had all the pieces that I wanted. There was an offensive staff that came in and did a great job at Saskatchewan last year, and I really like what they did in protecting their quarterbacks, and getting their quarterbacks into good situations, you know, and that was very, very important to me. I looked at the fan base. I looked at the city. I looked at a lot of elements that came in. You know, I looked at the opportunity for me to come in and compete right away. And that's important. You know, I think that's all you can really ask for as an athlete is a shot and an opportunity. And for me, you know, there's kind of been, you know, all the injury stuff swirling around, and I'm not out there to prove it to anybody else. I want to prove it to myself, you know, and I'm my biggest critic, and I want to go out there and just, you know, play football and have fun and, you know, give the city, you know, something to be happy about, and that's what I want to do.
You know what? We're looking forward to that hard-nosed football-playing quarterback, shades of maybe Matty Dunnigan from a number of years ago, just giving her all when you're out there. We love that style here in Winnipeg, so it's going to be embraced.
Yeah, I was able to speak with Matt the other day, and you know, he kind of filled me in on everything out here, and man, you know, it's just you know, almost gave me goosebumps, because it's just, you know, it is my style of play, and you know, Brad, you do have to be smart out there, and you do have to take care of yourself, but that doesn't mean you're not going to compete, and you're not going to be the same competitor that I always have been. And one thing that I can say about myself is, you know, I'm going to play as hard as I can every time I'm out there on the field.
Buck, can you just tell us, in case somebody missed the TV coverage last night, what number are you going to be wearing here?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure.
Do you have a number you want?
Well, I think we got to meet today and see what's out there and see what's available.
Okay.
But I should know here by the end of the day.
All right. I understand the bottom line, you know, you're here, you're signed now, Buck Pierce, but the tipping point there at the end was not only the football operations and the people here and everything else, but was the fact that now every morning you can tune in to Tom and Joe on City FM and maybe get a shot at that Vegas party playing with us.
Hey, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's huge.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's big.
Ironically, Tommy, you're not too far off. We could take Buck with us on the party plane, and then he gets back into town with a few days to rest and relax and get ready, because training camp opens up on Saturday, the 5th of June, and we're going the weekend before. Bucko, you're on the plane, kid.
All righty, man. You guys let me know. I'll be there.
Welcome to town.
Hey, thank you very much. You guys have a good morning.
Buck Pierce, the new Bombers quarterback, with Tom and Joe.